church outskirts now. Get the truth, the Lord, with International Health Visitors spread around the world. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or Robbie 684-2848. Coming to you live in the WECS studio, here's Robbie Law.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We have an amazing show, which I'll tell you about in just a second. Evo is on the board, and we are going to have a great time today. Listen, Kingdom Bound, I want to see you in the WBCX tent at Kingdom Bound. I'll be speaking 3 days in July. Listen, you've got to be there. Don't forget to get your tickets early, because you don't want to see more if you don't have to. I want us to make sure that we, use our money wisely. And so if you can get those tickets now, you'll be saving money and also your accommodations as well. So we'll be talking about that more. But it's coming up in July for Kingdom Bound. I want to see you. And so does the WBCF staff. We're all going to be there in the WBCF. And make sure you check it out, okay? So listen, I'm very excited about today's show. First of all, coming up in just a little bit is my good friend Tom Hilo. He is the creator of the Hilo system, and I'm so excited to talk to him about this. Listen, if you have any injuries or anything like that, Tom is a licensed massage therapist, but he does more than that. He is really a sports therapist, and he's going to be telling us what he does, not just here in Western New York, but outside of Western New York as well. So make sure you tune in for that when we come back to Mary and Dave's house. And later on in the show, I met Jeff Mamo a few months back in Canada where he was speaking at Tyndale University. What a man of God Jeff Mamo is. And he is an international speaker and author. He actually wrote the book, The Marriage Code, which is going to be amazing. I'm telling you, we're going to hear all about that. What God desires for our marriage, really what we need to do to get ready to be married, honestly, there is a method, there's God's direction. He has some direction for us right in the Bible, which is basic instructions before leaving Earth. You know that everything you need to know is in the Bible, including marriage. And of course, I cannot wait to talk to Jeff. He is such a passionate guy, and he's going to give his testimony. What are you talking about, marriage? It's tough. Listen, it is tough. So we need to be prepared for it, and we need to know how to lean on the Lord to get through those tough times. Because the storm is not, it's still come, it's when that comes. So, so listen, when we come back, I will have in studio Tom Hilo, the creator of the Hilo system. If you have any injuries, if you know anyone who has any injuries, you're going to want to tune in today to his interview. A licensed massage therapist, Tom Hilo. Coming up next on the Raw Truth. Stay with us.
That a bit of dual teeth in your dentist and tissue juice may not be necessary. There are ways to save your teeth without using invasive dentistry. That's why you need a second opinion from an expert at Buffalo Dental Group. The dentists at Buffalo Dental Group do what they can to save as much of your teeth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told that you need a crown, it is time you get a second opinion. Call Buffalo Dental Group today for your Raw Truth appointment. 832-7595. That's 832-7595.
Women, we have suddenly needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortonati and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Denver are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Free, Dr. Ortonati offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to hundreds of free healthcare delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let them know you're right here on the roster. Most can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine cannot. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Chicken. So if you suffer from back, neck, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit BuffSpine.com.
journey. In fact, it's been a lifelong journey. If you're anything like me, when it comes to eating healthy and exercising properly, you need someone to walk beside you on your path to health and wellness. For me, that person is Robbie Ross. From food choices to nutrition to doing the right exercise, Robbie has the answers. I finally found success on the Roger Feature. Robbie's 4-8-12-week program that includes a 7-day detox. Robbie will teach you how to eat and exercise properly. Because honestly, we need to learn how to be healthy. It does not come naturally. Robbie also offers private and semi-private fitness and nutrition coaching. If you've suffered through yo-yo dieting or type 2 diabetes, this is the help you've been looking for. Do what I did. Find out more about the Roger Research at RobbieRoss.com.
Learn more about Robbie's both blog posts, videos, and news stories in today's program by visiting RobbieRaw.com.
And we are back, and I just want to mention, next week, Dr. Michael Pichetti will be here in studio from Buffalo Spinal Sports Medicine, and we are going to be breaking it down to the lowest common denominator, talking about the water with Water Cure USA. That's next week's show, so make sure you tune in. Listen, in a little bit, Jeff Nambo will be joining me, and he is the author of The Marriage Code. We're going to be talking about marriage, what God desires for your marriage. But right now, sitting across from me is Tom Hilo, and he is the creator of the Hilo System. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Well, thank you for being here, and I'm very excited to learn more about the Hilo System. You come highly recommended. So tell us what the Hilo System is.
The Hilo System is it's a conglomerate of pieces that are put together. It's a compressible release technique. And what the body does is it has an ability to release muscle. So all muscle does is to stretch and release. If you look at your eyes, they open and close, breath open and close, digestion, all the movements of the body are based on that. So this is an opportunity to compress them that allow, again, the muscle to go from constriction to opening wide open.
Well, you know, obviously you know what you're doing because you're a licensed massage therapist. I just had a massage this week. I didn't know that about you. And I'll tell you what, you've got to know the muscles, right? You've got to know the way the body works when you're a licensed massage therapist. And I was checking out your website, Hilo System, and your name is actually spelled H-E-I-L, the Hilo System. There's so much information in there about injuries and how you can help treat injuries. Of course, I have spent 30-plus years working in a gym, and everybody wants to stay injury-free, but this is the time of year that people sometimes get injured because they start being more active. They haven't been as active in the winter time. So who can the Hilo System help?
The system is really designed for just about anybody. If you go for people with a high level of performance, because you can increase the capacity of the muscle to flex and for strengthening. It can go for people with chronic pain. So it's a very of opportunity for the body. The body is just out of here. That's God's natural ability to help on your own basis.
Amen.
And so we did that. What we're doing is we're really taking the compassion out around the body to restore patient natural health.
Awesome. And so, you know, looking at on your website here, you actually work out the area as well, right?
Correct. I have an office here, and then I have one in Dunwoody, Georgia, north of that area.
Okay. For some reason, I thought it was Florida, but that's, you've been in Florida.
Yeah, I worked in Florida also.
Okay, yeah, I think I was talking to you last time when you were in Florida or something like that. But so, you know, this can be from, you know, your muscular and skeletal systems, your feet. So many people, you know, I was going for a run yesterday, actually, and I saw so many runners out there. I'm sure you see a lot of problems with people with, you know, who are trying to be active, but perhaps they're having, you know, problems with their feet, flat feet, whatever, right?
Correct. What happens is your pelvic girdle is your largest bone landmark in the body. That is your keystone of the body. When the pelvic girdle is balanced, the foot stretch and even compression on the run. So you're noticing the sneakers or the wear out at the heel or the turnout. That means that the body is not exactly balanced, and that's what this is about. It's called bilateral balance.
So what does that mean exactly?
Bilateral balance means that the hips are an elliptical machine. They're designed to move left and right correctly. If one side of the hip is up, it's going to strike at the other side of the foot harder, and that causes an imbalance in the joint, in the knee, and in the ankle. And so when the pelvic girdle is balanced, it allows again symmetry in the body. The spine goes straight up and down, and the hips move back and forth. So that's what it does. This is how you show the body to a natural balance.
Okay. So many people in the gym are having problems with their steel. Oh, what's that about?
Mostly what you're suffering is tendon. It's your gastroc and muscle in your body. So what happens is the hamstrings are tough, are really tight. They're pulling on also into the femur into the tibia. The gastroc goes down into the heel, so that muscle starts to contract. And that's where calcium builds up at the bottom of the heel, causing the surgery.
You know, I know that many people do have fat feet. And so when they don't have merch, it's obviously orthodontists are recommended. But you know, runners are having trouble with, you know, running, they're getting shin splints and things like that. Is that related to the flat feet?
Well, it is. I mean, flat feet is that you can have any kind of feet because flat. But bulging can also be caused by pronation, inversion, inversion of the foot. How that works, again, the foot is designed to stretch, it's going to stretch here the toe. If it's really turned out, you have a small bone called a septenary bone in your big toe. That has a lot of nerve pain to it, causes people to evert. So there's a lot of reasons for, you know, for pain in the body, especially in the lower aspect of it.
Interesting. So the heel system, how did you come up with that? It's a system that you created.
It's the body is designed. When you work with it, you're taking away the imbalances of it, allowing it to control the natural health. I looked at school thinking I was going to be learning more about the system, but they were doing completely different things in the top school.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I continued on and I pursued it. And it found it to be, again, it's repetitive in nature, so it has about 6 seconds release technique to it. It takes a while from your touch to go to the medulla and then back to the body to reset. And I know it sounds a little bizarre, but it's very, very easy to do. It looks very, very nice.
So, do you train other people to do this, and do you do it yourself?
I am training now in Atlanta, and pretty soon I'll be teaching here. I started a school there that we're starting to work with. So just getting it down to the last preliminaries, finishing up the book that I've been writing regarding this. And then it's going to be something that I'll start teaching, hopefully get through that here also.
Hmm. Interesting, very interesting. Yeah. So you can't do it all yourself. And so, you know, what is, I saw on your website, Logic and Nature.
Yeah, when I explain something to a person, because we use medical terms, we learn anatomy, we learn physiology. A lot of people don't understand that language. So what I try to do is, if you're a plumber, I'll put it in the terms of, like, imagine if you are watering your garden, and your husband comes in and drives the car right over the hose. The water is on fully, but all of a sudden the water has stopped flowing. That would be a compression on the hose. Logic and nature allows the mind to understand the language that I'm saying to them. So I've been talking in a very simple way that people can understand what it is, and they start to be locked with it.
I want to talk when we come back from our day's centers about how God works is in this process that we do here. And obviously, you know, you already said that the God that made the body heals the body. You know that, right? And nothing's going to happen without him. So when we come back, I'm going to hear more about that. And Jess, can you stay with us for a few more minutes?
Absolutely.
All right. So listen, when we come back, we'll still be talking to Tom Hilo from the Hilo System, and Jess will be joining us later on in the show. I want to talk to you about no guilt goodies. Listen, I do not want to be deprived. I love to have my cake and eat it too. But not the kind of cake that, you know, some of you had on Mother's Day. This is cake that anyone can eat, but it's made with all organic ingredients, which don't flip on at metabolic system, so your body to store fat, or that makes you crave more and gives you that sugar rush. So no guilt goodies. Check them out. We'll be right back with the Raw Cheese. Stay with us. Okay, everyone, you know I love to eat as much as I love to work out. When it's time to satisfy that craving for goodies, I'm using some amazing food at No Guilt Goodies. Right through the end. No Guilt Goodies specializes in nutrient dense treats made with high quality ingredients. It's healthy to taste and goodies that are gluten free, soy free, dairy free, but full of flavor and taste so good. Check out their latest creation, vegan peanut butter cheesecake with homemade peanut butter cup nestled inside and covered with chocolate syrup. Hi, I'm Beth Bordegola from NoGuiltGoodies.com. Check out my website, NoGuiltGoodies.com today.
God delights in watching you enjoy life, but life isn't easy these days, especially with the back and neck pain you experience on a daily basis. Dr. Bob Bitter wants to help you. With 30 years of chiropractic experience, it's Dr. Bob's desire to help you live the life you enjoy and remain healthy so you can do the things God has called you to do. Dr. Bob is the chiropractor that the entire Rawtree team recommends. He's located in Gainesville at 5050 Sheridan Drive. Give him a call today, 634-2802.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectations when it comes to quality and price. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsburg. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman of Home Run Group. We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. This is owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase more traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing is home expertise. And anytime coming on the show, one or the other, it's a possible.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace, on their parents, or along with a logo, or a website, we can do that.
As different companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe there's television ads or sales, or maybe a creative approach. We can do that too. Check out examples of our work at homerunreal.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-634-2840.
And welcome back. So listen, Jack Mamo is going to be bringing me in just a little bit. We're going to be talking about marriage. Maybe you're preparing to get married. Maybe you're married now. But what does God say about marriage? And, you know, how do we get through the tough times, really? And what do we do to prepare to get married? Jeff has written a book, The Marriage Code, and we were going to be talking to him in just a little bit. But right now, I have Tom Howell with me, and you are talking about the Howell system. How to really help get through some of these imbalances of our body. And Tom, we were talking about how God can work in this process. Obviously, we mentioned that the God that made the universe and everything in it, including us, can heal our body. How does He work in the process of the higher system?
Again, everything in nature is designed in turn. Even a lot, if you cut grass now, eventually it's going back to trees and forests. The body, God designed us. He gives many examples in the Bible about how we're given the ability to lay on hands.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one of the things. And when we touch, it brings healing, it brings comfort, it brings a sense of peace to a person. Our hands were designed specifically to be able to fit into almost any aspect of the body to be able to heal it. And again, when we do that, again, that is our given design. And, you know, I believe very strongly that, you know, drugs and surgeries are imperative because they're a great aspect for our health. But there are many things that we can do naturally. So, you know, when he's working, I usually ask him to work through me and with me. And that's something that I, you know, it's a great force.
Yeah.
So, with having that, know that you designed us to be able to hear. The somatosensory cortex is your sense of touch. It's the most powerful system in the entire universe. Mm-hmm. So with that, we're given an ability to understand the body, to manipulate, to touch, to feel. And each touch is different. You know, there's the compassion of the touch, there's the warmth, there's the healing aspect. And again, Jesus touched many people. Mm-hmm. And with that, many were healed. Mm-hmm. And again, he gave us that ability. And I think we need to understand more of that and use it.
Amen. Amen. And you know, you mentioned that season, and of course, with this, you know, so many people can be of, you know, drug overdoses and pain medication addictions. I was talking about this a couple of weeks ago on the show about how we're not as good in the medical field, me included, as a nurse, in the medical field, we're not as good as we should be in helping people to manage pain without medication first, without, you know, writing a script. The first thing that happens, it really does start with the physician and saying, you know, how can we manage pain better than, you know, rather than just, you know, giving someone codeine for, dental work or something like that, you know, simple dental work. It's just mind-blowing and pain and believe what's happening. But anyway, we need to pray about that, and I totally agree on what you're saying about how God is in all of this. Tell me, we were talking in the break about the electrical charge.
In the body, we have an electrical system. And what it is it's all amazing. The ether called your chi. But whatever it is, that charge animates the body. So God is the only one that can animate. We can clone, but we can't animate. And when that charge goes in your body, if it becomes hyperpolarized, really taut like a crab, the body will send in cells that emit a calcium phosphorus called hydroxyapatite, which is like a cell changer. What happens is it'll bring in oxyphytes and chondrocytes, which emit dense cartilage tissue. When the body starts to dissipate that charge, it can now begin to emit collagen, a softer tissue. And that basically starts to suggest allowing your body to have more mobility and flexibility and decrease in pain.
Very interesting. I'd love to get into more of that, but I just wanted to mention also the muscle-to-bone ratio, which you were talking about during the break.
So the muscles are a 3-to-1 ratio to bones. There's 638 muscles, 26 inside bones, 20 pelvic sutures. That 3-to-1 ratio becomes lever, pinion, and base. And it's just the outcome of the pelvic energistic and power mover. But what happens is the body's based on a 3-way system. So when you're releasing the body, you use all of those 3 systems, and the body's able to restore the harmony.
Tom Powell, the Howell System. Check it out. You can go to the website, theHowell.com. This is a more time to talk, but people can call you for an appointment at 716-912-9854.
That's right.
All right, 716-912-9854, the Howell System. Tom, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for joining us.
Very interesting stuff. All right, so when we come back, we will be talking about marriage with Jack Mamo, the author of the Marriage Code. Cannot wait to talk about this. Also, I want to tell you about WaterCure USA. You're going to hear about them in a second. We're going to be talking next week to a group from WaterCure USA. I have a whole house system, which, trust me, if you're eating right, you better be sure you're drinking right, okay? Our water is polluted. It has chemicals in it that are detrimental to your health. So I want you to hear about WaterCure USA, and when we come back, Jeff Mamo will be joining us. Stay with us.
And listen, water, what are you drinking right now, people? Water is the building block for our body, for our health. We need to eat clean, we need to drink clean, and it's time to do that. We know this is chlorine, lead, who knows what else in the water. It's time for you to take a closer look at the water in your home. It's time for WaterCure USA. WaterCure USA, a Western New York-based company, knows how important pure water is for drinking and bathing. From whole house systems with eye gag, which is incredible, to under the sink options, WaterCure USA has the right system for you at the price that you can afford. If you're tired of drinking plain tasting water with no lead in it,
or spending too much money on bottled water, don't do that. You have water here in USA. I'll write it in my phone. The number, 716-946-3598. Or go to watercureusa.com. Drinking pure water is the easiest thing you can do to improve your health. So give my friend Drew a call at Watercure USA today.
That expensive dental treatment your dentist insists you get may not be necessary. There are ways to save your teeth without using invasive dentistry. That's why you need a second opinion from an expert at Buffalo Dental Group. The dentists at Buffalo Dental Group do what they can to save as much of your teeth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told that you need a crown, then it's time you get a second opinion. Call Buffalo Dental Group today for your raw truth appointment, 832-7595.
Most people get pulled on their bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and overall function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Malkovich again. So if you suffer from back, neck, and your pain or head, take that advice and contact Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit plusspine.com.
You've waited long enough. Now you can have all of Robbie's knowledge, advice, teaching, and inspiration in the palm of your hands with her new book, The Raw Truth Recharge. The Raw Truth Recharge will teach you 7 truths about faith, family, food, fitness, detox, food, and stress management. And how all of them are vital to your health, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Robbie is a registered nurse, an integrated health and nutrition practitioner, and a master trainer armed with certification. With 30-plus years of experience in the industry, she will teach you how to increase your energy, be fit, and feel healthy, decrease your body fat, increase your muscle mass, change your body fat cravings, and focus your energy to fulfill your calling. God's word actually gives us clear direction on all of these truths. If you want to get lean, then you need to lean on the word. Do you need inspiration and motivation to either get or stay on track? Then this book is for you. Get your copy of The Raw Truth on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
Fine-tuned mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And speaking of family, we're going to be talking about the marriage code in just a second. I'll tell you what, Steve just told me he read my book front to cover again, and I love that, Steve. Thank you for doing that. And everybody should pick it up because it is about faith, family, food, fitness, detox, sleep, and stress management, which I'll be talking about at Kingdom Bound in July. 3 days in the WBCS tent. We want to hear, we want to see you, we want to hear you, we want to meet you, so make sure you come to the WBCS tent. So listen, my next guest, Jeff Mamo, is joining me. He currently lives in Toronto, Ontario, and he's been married to his wife for over 23 years. And he's qualified to talk about marriage after 23 years. He's also the father of 6 children and the grandfather to 7 beautiful kids. And I'll tell you what, he's an ordained minister in his local church for 15 years. Jack is licensed to marry many couples in the province of Ontario, Canada. And he counsels many people from newlyweds to long-term married couples. Good morning, Jeff. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Robin.
Thank you. You know, I met you a couple months back at Cindia University, and I don't know, it was such a bad thing because you have me infused with your testimony.
I know. God is awesome. I love God so much, and He always lifts us up.
Well, I don't think it was a coincidence that we met, because I thought, my goodness gracious, my audience wants to take care of their temporary earthly, their temporary mobile homes, I like to call them. And part of that is making sure that we have healthy relationships and a marriage that has God at the center, amen?
Yes, definitely. Yes. It is the core of the foundation of the whole society system.
Well, and, you know, Jack, I want to ask you, you know, you obviously, know the Lord, love the Lord, and, you have shared something at Cedar University that had me in tears about your own personal testimony. Before we get into the marriage code and your new book, I just can't wait to read. It's coming out in June, right, by the way?
Yes, yes.
I want you to tell our listeners, you know, how you ended up writing this book and really about your testimony and passion. How did you start focusing on marriage?
I think the prisoners are crying right now, right? I think I'm crying too. I said, God is so faithful and so awesome. I was married with my wife, and I have my youngest daughter I love so dearly next to me, and my wife and I had a husband. And I kind of, usually I don't like arguing to myself, like cutting short. And I think, well, it's just not worth it, really. You know, we should end it. And after that, before it came out, my lips was like on our driveway. And probably I turned around and looked at my youngest daughter, and she is in tears. She was in tears. And I thought at that time she didn't care much about her mom, but she really cared about my relationship with her. And I never thought I was going to destroy her life. I couldn't believe when I saw the color in her face, I was just exhausted. I see now. So immediately, I hugged my wife, I hugged her, and I said, let's go home. I took her, brought her home, and after that, we were walking into the house. God started talking to me, not really verbally, but in my heart, God was saying that you did a wrong thing. And that was the thing I said, I will never, ever, ever continue with this. And I told, before that was my desire, was, you know, I love God and I know a lot of it, and I was gone. I wanted to write a book about love. And of course, I talked to my publisher, and I want to write a book about love. He said, no, you got to write something that will not surprise people. I said, but this is a, you know, I had the money to do one. He said, no, that's it. So I turned around and I said, Lord, what do I do? And you know, from that day on, I started working on this book, and just like God spread in my heart, you know, with more messages. And marriage should not hurt. It is destroying the family, it is destroying the society, it is destroying the foundation of the society. God ordained them. When God gave it to Adam in the garden, that was the God ordained relationship. It is not man made, it is God made. Therefore, we need to keep it at the top.
It's the Lord in our life.
And then it's a big mystery with marriage, as you know. The marriage relationship with that Christ is married to the church. The relationship is defined high level. And we need not to just break that from the end. We need to break a marriage. Marriage is a covenant because it's ordained of God. The promise of God is the system of God. And when we break a covenant, there are consequences that are not good for the society. This is why you can see how the society is having trouble overall.
Yeah, you know, you are so right, and you know that there are listeners listening right now, and, you know, I imagine that some of them are going through very tough times in their marriage, and they're feeling that hopelessness that you have standing in your driveway with your wife. And I also imagine that there are listeners right now who are broken in their marriages. Maybe they're separated, maybe they're going through a divorce, maybe they've gone through a divorce. And, you know, it's like you don't know until you go through it how painful it is. It doesn't matter, I always say this, it doesn't matter who leads who, but it's tough on you know, the entire family, but obviously the husband and wife. What do you say to someone right now who, you know, because I want to get into, you know, talking about the marriage code and how to prepare for marriage, but what do you say to that person right now who's listening, who is thinking, you know, I don't want to listen to this today because I am divorced or I am having trouble and I feel hopeless?
Well, the problem is marriage is really going down the drain. I mean, breakup is just happening everywhere. That's the problem. The good news is there is hope. There is always hope in God. Because when God ordained marriage, He put the two people together, but He's in the middle. You know, we all have talked about this at the university last time. It is me and my wife, and then God. It is the covenant, you know, the covenant, or someone with the covenant, or a vow between another, would be between two people. Then they usually say, so help me God. The strength of the relationship, the strength of the marriage is God. And people will take this responsibility upon themselves and they get crushed. And there is hope. If God knows that God is hope. God is the God of hope. So it is God. He also made a covenant to make our soul out of the world that He gave His only begotten Son. So God already has given Himself through His Son. He has redeemed us. We all are redeemed. Now, something that the first thing that is good about I relate with that. I relate to that. I have met so many of them. I mean, I saw that they were writing the book, someone was editing the book. And she was divorced. And she was in tears. And she couldn't edit the book. She stopped just going through the morning. And she came back to the publisher. And she said, if this book is going to change life, it taught me so much. Because one of the things that the book speaks to is that it is not your fault. You broke it. You hurt it. But it's not your fault. The fault is the society, never prepared you for this.
And Satan, trying to destroy marriages, doesn't
he? Yeah. Satan brought him right in us to destroy marriages. It's like destroying marriages. It destroys the society. It's very simple. You know, because the trees on yours, the whole thing will fall. If you get the boundaries, you will be fine. But the baby is trying to destroy the marriage. When the marriage breaks, then the children, you know, the society, the whole thing breaks down. And the cost of the society, so much, we're supposed to have gone to the cost system, that is unbelievable. And nowadays, there is no covenant, there is no marriage is commitment. The commit to us, we commit to us. The government of what goes, but people are not prepared for that. They're morally, they get together. I love the morally, it's just emotional. I call that intuitive. It's not true love. The true love never fails. There's no guilt of sin. Love never fails. Therefore, that healthy person has to pick up himself or herself and not worry about the other individual. Talk, do your part, and pray. God can help you. There is a consequence. Remember, and Charles Barkley said in that video, and they were thrown into the fire. That marriage broke up, and I did fall into a fire, into a falling trouble. But there was the whole of it. So when Jesus appeared, when you call our calling, if you call our calling, Jesus will appear. We have made a covenant. We have fallen. I will never leave you, not forget you. If you are happy, if you are willing, call up on me. You will stand, you will stand with me. And God says, tomorrow, you still have a covenant before me. And tomorrow, you will say, well, I don't know how I'm trying to work this out in your own time. And I am the one who offered this. It is the author and the finisher of our saving the Lord. I feel the presence of God right now. I pray, Father, that God to help those people. I believe they will give. How can I have this competition between you and me? This is not a thing of God. This is not. We're not breathing our own message. I'm not breathing my own message. This is my system to him. But the message, the whole message comes from God, the creator of faithfulness, the God who loves us.
Amen. I can tell you what, I can tell you this, I would not be right now if we didn't have God at the center of our marriage, our husband and I. Because there are storms that come, and Satan will attack. He will attack. And, you know, we've been able to weather those things only because we have God at the center of our marriage. And of course, it takes constant prayer, it takes constant praying, you know, together. It takes, you know, love and respect.
Yes.
And that's hard. That's hard sometimes when you feel like, you know, we have that inborn selfishness sometimes where we want our way, don't we?
Yes, definitely.
I mean, one of the things you do, Jack, in Ontario is you do marriage counseling. You do it before marriage too, right?
Yes.
And of course, we're going to get into that when we come back here and do a budget. And we'll talk about the marriage code specifically. And, you know, your book coming out in June, I cannot wait. I want you to also talk about the compatible test that you mentioned in your book. And, you know, we'll talk more about how we can stay together and really weather those storms. And even for those who are unequally yoked together, right? There is hope in Christ.
Definitely. Absolutely. Absolutely. The God is the God of hope. The devil is trying to tell us to get things wrong, and there's no hope. You can't, you know, the God is the God of hope. I'm telling you, as long as we listen to God and keep him in the thing that I need to, he just said it. Every time, when my wife and I have difficulty communicating, what I do is
check that there's somebody listening right now that maybe feels desperate or feels alone or feels that there's no hope. And actually, it wasn't going to open up the lines, but I'm feeling like the Holy Spirit is prompting you to do that. I want to open up the lines. If you have any questions for Jeff, maybe you're getting married, or maybe you're married, or maybe your marriage is ended. There is hope in the Lord of Lords, the God that created the universe and everything in it, including us. He wants us to prosper. He cares about us. He loves us. He has not given up on us. I want to open up those lines. It is 35,000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. Maybe you have a question. Maybe you feel desperate. Maybe you need to meet. Just because you're divorced doesn't mean that you still can't come and talk to Jeff. This is what he does on a day-to-day basis. Give us a call, 83-5000-1-800-684-2848. Jeff, can you hold on?
Yeah.
It's just awesome stuff that is God ordained. Stay with us. So listen, when we come back, we'll continue this conversation with Jeff Mamo. And I want to tell you about Dr. Bob Bader, chiropractic, Bader Chiropractic. I just went to him this past week. It was amazing. We need to take care of our temper issues, our temper in mobile homes. And we get out of alignment. And it doesn't matter if it's a headache, a backache, sinus problems, ear problems, whatever it is, knee problems. Go see my good friend, Dr. Bob Bader at Bader Chiropractic. We'll be right back with the last week. Stay with us.
God is life and watching you enjoy life. But life isn't easy these days, especially with the back and neck pain you experience on a daily basis. Dr. Bob Bader wants to help you. With 30 years of chiropractic experience, it's Dr. Bob's desire to help you live the life you enjoy and remain healthy so you can do the things God has called you to do. Dr. Bob is the chiropractor that the entire Raw Truth team recommends. He's located in Waynesville at 5050 Sheridan Drive. Give him a call today. 634-2802.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pioneer Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectations when it comes to quality and price. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pioneer Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsburg. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you. As women, people special needs, need only women can understand. Dr. Judith Orgenabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women and Eat Their Nurse are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Being one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Springs, Dr. Orgenabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let them know you heard it right here on the Raw Truth.
Find the Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search the Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
And if you're just joining us, we're talking about marriage, God-ordained marriage, with Jeff Mamo. He wrote the book, The Marriage Code, which is coming out in just a few weeks. Jeff lives in Toronto, Canada, has been married for 23 years, has 6 children, is an ordained minister at his local church. Our phone lines are lighting up, Jeff. People want to talk to you. So we're going to go right to Karina in Brampton. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, my name is Karina. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you. Yeah, I'm just talking about the problem. So I started the loan for the weight and for about 6 years. So I also don't want to understand the work of the Lord and everything. I have a problem in my relationship. We are not married, but I know that it's me want to do it. But at the same time, I have a lot of issues. He came from the marriage before me too. So we are both in the way of the Lord, and trying to know more every day, but we have a lot of problems, and sometimes I feel like I want to give up, I can't anymore. I'm trying to pick up the relation and to leave the relation in a good way and stuff, but I don't find a way anymore. So I feel it's enough.
I'm so glad you called in. And just to reach out, you aren't married yet, right?
No, I'm not married yet. I'm telling him all the time we have to marry in the past of all of the last year. And he's scared to do it after he's in marriage. And I'm ready to do it. But we struggle because I'm alone and I don't know what I'm going to do. Now I'm at the party, I want to do it, and at the same time, but then I'm the one myself. The Lord said that I want to do it, he doesn't want to do it for the moment, and I feel frustrated, you know?
You're frustrated, and so, yeah, what do you think of holy one?
Well, the first thing that we were talking earlier is that focus on God. Both of you focus on God. Allow God to work in both of you. God is the strength of the marriage. God must be the center of the marriage, or the relationship. And the taking time is a good thing to you read in my books. I hope you get a copy because you need to be prepared. You need to know most of the time our people struggle in marriage is that they don't understand what they're getting into. You need to flush out the whole thing, what you need to get into a relationship. You more or less need your personal right. You have a common right. You become one instead of acting as one. You act the two of you as one. A union. It's God of God ordained union in the spirit as well as in everything else. Going to produce the greatest output of marriage is bringing life that was of God. God wants our children to obey. Therefore, God has to use that to prepare yourself for the right time. There's always a question in terms of pressure, but so you got to work through this and you got to make sure that God is in it.
How can I know, for example, I'm praying to the Lord that to know that He is the love person for me. At the beginning of the relationship, I didn't know the Lord. We have already come for many years together. When I started seeing and understanding the Lord and going to the church and everything, I didn't have enough time about Lord, this is the person for me and all. So I'm telling that there's so much story with him and so much up and down. So I'm not because I don't love him, but I would like to know, how can I know the Lord is asking me all the time, please let me know if he's the person for me. Now I know you, and I know you know more about God. So how can I'm asking for this answer. I don't get the answer. I don't feel like the answer. I know that it's something is missing because all the time I see the problems every day and different problems. And people are talking about God with some kind of relationship that I need to have. And I say, maybe that's why I don't get the answer because I don't have this relationship with God. How can I get it?
Well, you mean, how can you, how would you know if it is the will of God or not in this relationship?
Yes, exactly.
Well, you are already in the relationship.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you are a Christian.
Yes.
Are you legally married?
No.
No, not yet. You work through that. So the first thing you can do is to seek some help for it. Go to the church.
Yes.
Yeah. And this desire to work through the relationship, even though you kind of singly by yourself pray, but it's to get the other person involved. Is he working with you to work through the relationship, or you are the only person working through the relationship?
thank you very much because I so many times seen that because I'm getting to stay and I talk to him and he doesn't say anything, only I listen and listen, but he doesn't say anything. And I say, I see the person that is working more with me than doing more. And the relationship is saying, oh, you don't think about that I'm going to his boss, and but I should be seeing that I'm doing more. So last week, my pastor know about this. He knows that he doesn't want to open his heart for this communication. He has also heard about this problem, and he told us today that we have to name him. And yes, this is what happened. I love him, but I have this problem. So that's why I say maybe with the leave of God, how can I know this?
Well, you can pray with your pastor in the church, that they will go work in that area.
Jeff, you know what? I'm thinking, let's pray for Karina right now. Would you pray for her?
I would be delighted to.
Thank you very much.
Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in Jesus' name. Lord, make this clear. Only you can make this God your will and desire clear from individual, but more there. So, Father, give us that assurance, Lord. Give us signs, Lord. Speak to our mind. Lord, in the name of Jesus, horrible time, I seek a tempter. From God, who are sick, there is a hope. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. God is going to speak to you, young lady. God is going to speak to you. God is with you. Oh, with you. I can't remember your horrible stuff. God is with you. God is saying, I am with you, my daughter. God said, I am with you, I'll never fail you, nor forsake you, may God. For I trust him. He is a faithful God, he is a true God. He is the edge of the earth. Oh, my God, he is your provider. Talk us of him. And God, the thing that you are, God will make that person, to be for you, God will change you.
They make a way where there is no way. He's sovereign.
The desire for you to call dear, the desire for you to talk to the pastor is God given you. And God will see you through.
Lord, thank you for putting that. Thank you that you called in today. And it wasn't a coincidence that she was listening to this show today, Lord. I just pour your Holy Spirit over her and give her peace that success is all understanding and clarity, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for Selena. We thank you for Jeff. Jeff, thank you so much for, you're running out of time and I'm going to have to have you on again. Is that okay?
Yes,
and Selena, we will continue to pray for us. I know all the listeners listening right now will continue to pray for you. And go to Jeff's website, themarriagecode.net, themarriagecode.net, and you can, get more information there and get in touch with them. Perhaps, you can come and see him and get some counseling with your boyfriend. But thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
God bless you. And Jeff, we will have you on again.
Oh, my God. I'm the fire of God over me. I don't know. It's just like, my God. God wants to do this because
Well, we need to have you on again. Amen. And thank you so much. You are so ordained. I love it. We're going to be connecting again. We're going to be on again. And again, go to themarriagecode.net. We didn't even get into the book, so you're going to need to come back. Next month when it comes up.
God will be
done. Oh, thank you, Jeff. That's normal. Thank you so much. And listen, everyone, I want you to have a great week. Don't forget, next week, tune in. Dr. Michael Cicchetti from Buffalo Science Book Medicine will be joining me, along with Drew from Water True USA. We're going to be talking about the water. Have a wonderful week, and God bless. God bless you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Thank you, Karina. God bless you all.
The program is sponsored by the Raw Church.